The Western Cape Government's Premier, Alan Windey, recently engaged with stakeholders in the province's agricultural industry to understand the challenges that they are facing and the economic and job creation benefits that the African Growth and Opportunity Act, also known as AGOA, has brought them. This meeting took place ahead of his visit to the United States, where he will be speaking with key stakeholders to secure his renewal and expand future trade and investment opportunities for the Western Cape. Here with us is Premier Alan Windey to tell us more about this meeting and his planned visit to the United States.
In preparation for my visit to the United States, where we will be talking about trade, investment, tourism, all sorts of economic issues that relate not only with the Western Cape and the US, but also South Africa, the US, Sub-Saharan Africa and the US. And specifically, one of the areas that will be discussed will obviously be the AGOA agreement that South Africa has, but also other Sub-Saharan African countries, or Africa has, with the United States of America. I will obviously be representing the Western Cape, but also flying the South African flag. We engaged with primarily the core stakeholders from the Western Cape that would risk losing investment opportunities, jobs, sustainability should the AGOA agreement fall away. And so we engaged in preparation of the trip with these industry players today in Stellenbosch, and I must thank them for all being there, adding extra issues that we need to make sure that we are up on and ready to talk about when we are in the US, making sure that we understand the impacts of AGOA on not only the businesses of the Western Cape, but on South Africa. And of course, those countries in sub-Saharan Africa that we are linked to from value and supply chains and logistics. Perhaps our ports are used for their products along with our products. But also those companies that invest in South Africa from the US that are part of the supply chains and the supply lines of, in this province, the agricultural products and agri-processed products that we sell to the USA. But of course, our other provinces that sell motor vehicles from Gauteng or the Eastern Cape and various other commodities over and above the agricultural products that get preference through AGOA from the Western Cape. A good meeting, and I must thank all of the players from organized agriculture to the commodity groups to the Wine Arc, which is the South African Industry Transformation Unit, looking at new wine farmers, new wine labels, and getting them into key markets like the USA. And then, of course, the role that's played by BFAP, the Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy. Also, they're part of enabling us to really make sure that we have got all of our side covered in these discussions that we will be having next week in Washington with the senior influencers and the organizations and, of course, the state itself, the both sides of the House as well as the administration in our interactions as we prepare for a change in the AGOA agreement and really working very hard to make sure that we continue with these trade agreements that enable our economy, enable jobs, enable sustainability, enable employment and growth that really does bring about change here in South Africa.
That was Premier Alan Windey, Premier of the Western Cape Government.